This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley dismisses claims of voter padding through the Free Movement Initiative. MP for St. George North and General Secretary of the BWU is urging vigilance in the recruitment process under the CARICOM Free Movement. The BUT calling for better dialogue with the Ministry of Education as Charles F. Broome Primary School closes today for a meeting. And the Barbados Fire Service is set to mark emergency access zones in the city. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has dismissed claims that government is seeking to increase the voters' list through the Free Movement Initiative. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne raised concerns about voter padding in the next general election, constitutionally due in 2027. Speaking during the debate in the House of Assembly yesterday, Ms. Motley reminded the opposition leader about what the Constitution says.
The representation of the People Act states clearly, and it is repeated in this bill, that you cannot vote without being present as a Commonwealth citizen for 3 years. So that even if that fanciful folly that they are engaged in was even to have an element of any form of truth, those persons, Mr. Speaker, could not vote until after this term comes to a constitutional end in 2027.
She also stated that her administration has already taken steps to ensure workers in the construction sector are not exploited.
We have said that we will not tolerate the exploitation of workers in this country, and therefore once it is brought to the attention of the Ministry of Labour, they have a responsibility to investigate and take action. And to that extent, not only did we start meeting with the Ministry of Labour and the construction industry, but we took decisions to increase the capacity of the Ministry of Labour, knowing full well that they are going to have to be able to be investigating a broader range of work sites and establishments with respect to persons coming in.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for St. George North and General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, stated that while she supports the bill, she's urging government to maintain vigilance over the recruitment exercises under the initiative. Speaking during her contribution in Parliament, Ms. Moore highlighted an establishment which advertised for foreign workers right after the free movement started, adding that jobs should be advertised within the country first.
Employers must not be allowed to bypass Barbadian work or lower standards. And I say so very cautiously. Just one day after the free movement was to take effect, in Barbados we saw an ad by a fast food restaurant advertising that there will be a job fair conducted in St. Vincent. And that will be no problem, because if there's a free movement of labor, it might be considered that that could be permitted. But should it be permitted within the context of not advertising in your own country? And that's why I'm saying, Mr. Speaker, that vigilance should be required.
Member of Parliament for St. George North and General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is calling for stronger communication with the Ministry of Education on addressing teachers' grievances as classes remain suspended today at the Charles F. Broome Primary School. The school will be closed to facilitate a meeting between the ministry and teachers this morning. This follows an incident at the school last week, which resulted in several teachers reporting sick yesterday, forcing an early dismissal. First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre, says the union was not formally notified about the meeting.
The BUT was made aware of an incident that took place on Friday afternoon involving a teacher of the school and a parent. The staff did express some level of discomfort and fear regarding what allegedly took place, and the Ministry of Education and Transformation has arranged a meeting with the staff, or as far as we heard in the media, the school will be closed. Now, one issue we have is that with certain issues, we tend to hear them on the news and not get direct information coming from the ministry itself. We were not told directly from the Ministry of Educational Transformation about this meeting. It was communicated to us through the steward.
Mr. Pierre adds that he hopes the issue of heavy traffic around the school, which is alleged to be the main issue of last week's incident, will also be addressed.
The issues of traffic at the school have been a challenge for many years. The fact that it is one entrance, one exit, the size of the school based on the school roll, and of course we know we are living in a society where many households have at least one vehicle. So you would have a certain average of persons coming to school by a vehicle, and obviously parents and guardians picking up, dropping off their children on wards. It would cause a problem having one entrance and exit.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. The Barbados Fire Service is taking steps to improve access for emergency vehicles in the city by designating specific areas as emergency access zones where new infrastructure or vending setups will be restricted. Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard says this move follows recent safety exercises across Bridgetown, which highlighted ongoing concerns with access on Swan Street, despite some improvements since the last drill.
I said that our exercise was successful when we took 30 minutes to get through Swan Street. Our objective was to prove that it was impossible to get through there within an emergency time, and we've proven that. We've conducted another check in Swan Street, and we recognize that although there has been some improvement, there's still a number of challenges. We still took an inordinate amount of time to get to Swan Street. So what we have decided to do, we met with the MTW, and we are going to put down some marks along the street where no stalls should be set up, and that will leave it clear for the vehicles to pass through freely.
Mr. Maynard added that enforcement exercises are also being carried out to ensure all vendors and business operators comply with the Fire and Safety Act.
We've recognized on our trip that many of the stores place their merchandise outside on the sidewalk, and we are addressing that. We're making sure that all of these stores clear their pathways, remove their stuff from the exits and off the sidewalk, and also that they can become compliant with the fire and life safety requirements. And we have our enforcement officers in the field doing that for the entire week, and we're going to do that until we have all of the stores in Swan Street, in Studer Street, in Robert Street compliant.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. Project manager overseeing the implementation of the Health Services Nuisances Regulations, Ronald Chapman, has expressed concern about the high number of overgrown lots across Barbados. Speaking during a news conference, Mr. Chapman described the situation as not the best and warned the issue has become a pressing challenge. He outlined government's approach to tackling the problem, including town hall meetings, public education, and a hotline system to ensure residents are aware of their responsibilities under the law.
The situation is not the best, let me just say that. And to say anything else would be disingenuous. You hear the constant complaints of Barbadians on the talk shows, the complaint of the environmental health officers. So we have a lot of overgrown vegetative lots in Barbados. Anecdotally, you can drive through any development and you will find lots where persons have bought and they have not built for whatever reason, and they are overgrown with vegetation. There are not only those lots as well, but there's sometimes you have lots which are in distress, or the owner has gone away and haven't looked back, or they have given it to a sibling or a child or something of that sort. So there are a number of different permutations of why lots become overgrown. The most important thing is that they're overgrown and they're a nuisance to the people who are living around them.
Project manager overseeing the implementation of the amended health services regulations, Ronald Chapman. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley dismisses claims of voter padding through the Free Movement Initiative. MP for St. George North and General Secretary of the BWU is urging vigilance in the recruitment process under the CARICOM Free Movement. the BUT calling for better dialogue with the Ministry of Education as Charles F. Broome Primary School closes today for a meeting. And the Barbados Fire Service is set to mark emergency access zones in the city. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.